Dr. Pinsky dictating Amel, I am in. David Redfield, R-E-D-F-I-E-L-D. David Redfield is a 61-year-old male and reports he injured his left knee at work on 8-10-20. Appeared he was working in Ohio and stepped out of his truck, twisting the left knee. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to arthroscopic meniscal surgery. Appeared he later underwent a total knee replacement on 3-10-22. Appeared he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. And put this in bold. Remember to only address the left knee in particular, as the right knee was not accepted. Insert the summary here. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a protuberant abdomen. Period. Extremities low. Inspection revealed a healed 9-inch longitudinal scar anteriorly at the left knee associated with some swelling. Period. There was no effusions but borderline atrophy. Period. Left knee motion was from 0 to 120 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Knee maneuvers, these were modified, but otherwise keep it as normal. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a mild limp on the left without a handheld assisted device. Appeared he was able to walk on his heels and toes without a limp. Appeared he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise with support. Period. Impressions. On 8-14-20, David Redfield alleges to have injured his left knee at work when stepping out of his truck. Period. He was seen at MedExpress and reported he heard a pop when this occurred 4 days earlier. Period. The actual date of injury is 8-10-20. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. X-rays of the knee were taken. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Obaid beginning 8-24-20. Period. A corticosteroid injection was given for a diagnostic assessment of unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee and tear of the medial meniscus of the left knee. Period. On 9-29-20, he had an MRI of the left knee to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Obaid reviewed this with him on 10-2-20. Period. A new paragraph on 11-20-20. Dr. Obaid performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up postoperatively. Period. He had some improvement but remains symptomatic. Period. He also was under the cardiac care of Dr. Vergari, V-E-R-G-A-R-I, for telemedicine encounters. Period. He saw Dr. Obaid through 4-23-21. Period. He had 0 to 135 degrees of flexion. Period. X-rays of the left knee showed 50% decrease in the medial cartilage space. Period. Mild spur formation of the patella was also present. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Pepe on 5-4-21. Period. He noted the course of treatment and diagnostic studies to date. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of degenerative joint disease and left knee work-related meniscal tear. Period. He opined about causation. Period. He was then referred within the practice to one of their joint replacement partners for an arthroplasty procedure. Period. In that regard, he was seen by Dr. Nazarian on 8-9-21. Period. He did undergo left total knee arthroplasty by Dr. Nazarian 3-3-22. Prior to postoperative diagnosis was left knee degenerative joint disease. Prior to physical therapy, physical therapy postoperatively. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Nazarian through 5/16/20 when motion was from 0 to 115 degrees of flexion. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left knee in flexion only. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. There was some swelling of the left knee. Period. He had a mild limp on the left, but did not require a handheld assistive device. Period. Interestingly, he was able to walk on his heels and toes. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the original arthroscopy, there is 5 to 7.5% permanent partial disability. Period. As it pertains to the total knee arthroplasty unrelated to the work injury, there is 15% permanent partial disability. Period. New paragraph. I have been informed that Mr. Redfield also claims to have injured his right knee while compensating for the left. Period. I'm not in receipt of documentation pertaining to any medical attention he received to the right knee. Period. End.